Airport utility vehicles and small trucks won't be guzzling quite as much gas in the near future. The federal government has set a new gas mileage standard that new SUVs must meet within the next 5 years. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The Transportation Department approved a small uptick in the fuel economy standard for the light truck category, which includes SUVs, minivans, and small pickups. Automakers will have until 2007 to boost average fuel efficiency to 22.2 miles per gallon, an increase of 1.5 miles per gallon from the current fleet standard. Michelle Robinson, a senior policy analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists, says it's better than nothing, but not by much.
This is not a significant increase considering what we know is technologically possible. The auto industry has already said that they will voluntarily improve the fuel economy of their trucks by this meager 1.5 miles per gallon over the next 5 years.
The tougher requirement is the first increase since 1996, when Congress froze the gas mileage ratings known as CAFE standards. Overall, fuel efficiency has been declining since then, but Aaron Shostak, a spokesman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, says that's not the fault of automakers.
Automakers already offer more than 30 different vehicles that get 30 miles to the gallon or better. We've built many, many fuel-efficient vehicles, but they sit on dealer lots unsold. When nobody buys these vehicles, the fuel economy numbers don't go up.
The technology does exist to improve fuel efficiency more, but Chubba Chetta, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, says consumers aren't willing to pay for it.
They would certainly like to have more fuel economy, but they'd like to have space and carrying capacity and performance and luxury, and that's a little bit like saying, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to diet.
Earlier this year, the Senate debated a proposal that would have forced automakers to raise fuel efficiency sharply, but it was soundly defeated. Elaine Corey, NPR News.